the point I'd like to make, Richard, is that this is a state agency that sent out this alert. It didn't come from the U.S. military. We're working to turn around some NBC News exclusive footage from within the room. We were in the room yesterday, Richard, where this alert was sent out. I'm here on assignment with NBC Left Field, our digital video unit, and we were looking at what happens in the event of a nuclear attack on Hawaii. Civil defense estimates that only 10% of people, God forbid, would perish here. 90% of the people would survive. And this civil defense system is set up in order to make sure people shelter in place, stay in place, and then stay tuned for alerts from that civil defense agency. What happened here was a massive breakdown, massive human error that was confirmed by the governor's office, that literally someone in the room where the button is to be pressed in the event that Pacific Command alerts the state of an inbound missile, somebody pushed that button accidentally. And that went out to, like the senator said, hundreds of thousands, if not over a million people here on the islands of Hawaii. A very, very critical, potentially catastrophic error that was made by the state agency here.
What was your sense of how the process would work? Did you get a sense that it was very well structured, that the steps were very clearly delineated?
Well, I want to be really clear, first of all, Richard, that where I was yesterday was not Pacific Command, but it was the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. They call it Civil Defense. And they're headquartered within a early 1900s era bunker within Diamond Head Crater, which, Arnie, if you could come take a look, that's Diamond Head Crater out that way, Richard. That's where this alert was sent from. What happens is the U.S. government and the military detects an incoming ballistic missile. They're going to pick up the phone and notify people that are sitting within this room 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that they need to alert the citizens of Hawaii to shelter in place, that they've got less than 20 minutes, probably less than 10 minutes, before a ballistic missile were to hit the islands of Hawaii. What happened is basically the state agency tasked with notifying everybody notified everybody in error. There was no message from the U.S. military
right.
that a missile was detected and was inbound. People are already on edge here, Richard. You can imagine what it was like for people to get that text message on their cell phones.